Blog Talk Radio. God bless you tonight. That we have to play that because we have to come together as people in the world. We're praying for you tonight. Thank you, Sister Lisa, for calling me. I was so engrossed with the people around me, I didn't know what time it was. Well, I'm going to share with you Psalms 23 and share with you Psalms 29 tonight and Psalms 94. I want to tell you what all going on. We have a holiday, but is the holiday good for us or not? People killing and shooting each other. And I want to tell you, as we talk, God is able to bring us out. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. I've been on the move. And I want to tell you that God is able to lift you up out of what you're in. And I want to tell you tonight, all is well. In the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, in the spirit of your ancestors, you don't even know who they were. That we, where we at, I was talking to Bryce earlier, and Bryce said, we've come a long way, Bishop. We have come a long ways, but we got a long way to go. Stop the killing, save the babies. Stop killing each other and begin to save each other. It's time for us to think about our business. It's time for us to think about love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we got to think about love and falling in love with each other. And all that hate and malice and jealousy been put out there, we got to get rid of that from slavery, that hating each other. And you know, people come together, thousands of them. It don't be an incident. Up in St. Paul, they had a young boy to get killed. They were celebrating June 10th, 19, and that boy got killed because they didn't have no permit. Is that it's too many guns out here, and young people getting their hands on guns, 12 and 13. And I'm going to say it because it's true. Congress do not need to pass another bill. They need to stop the flow of assault weapons, machine guns, that RK-47 guns, the guns that you're supposed to be in war with, but it's on the war on the streets of Chicago, the streets of Atlanta, New York. Young people getting their hands on a gun and shoot 40 times, nonstop. But it's okay, because what happened to Sandy Hook, white folks? What happened to Buffalo, black folks? What happened to Texas, Hispanic folks? Until we come together in the spirit of our ancestors, the killing's got to stop. There's no killing going on in America than any country in the world. There's more guns in America than any country in the world. So it's tell us something is wrong. But I want to tell you tonight, prayer changes things. I'm going to always say prayer open up the door for you. Some of you have been celebrating Sunday, Father's Day, and I told you, go to my website, go to YouTube, and I told you about Father's Day. Every day should be Mother's Day. Every day should be Father's Day. Every day should be a day of love and healing. I'm praying tonight for your healing. I'm praying for your deliverance. I'm praying for your breakthrough. You have not because you ask not. I want you to get ready tonight for God to carry you to another level in your life. Some of you say, well, I lost a loved one. It's a black holiday. That's 100 years coming. And when we get to holiday, they started killing each other. Okay? Now, what does that mean? Somebody is sick. And we got to go back and turn this thing back around. We got to go and let go and let God this evening. We got to go and open up a door of dialogue. Doctors, lawyers. You know, we got brothers in jail, political prisoners. You got brothers on the way to jail and don't know where they're going. The drug has been thrown to us, the crack, the cocaine, the alcohol, given to us for us not to come up out of what we're in. What happened to Tulsa, Oklahoma? Killed 300, mass grave. It took 100 years for some of you to know about it, and you didn't know about it, about what's going on. In the spirit of truth, in the spirit of love, in the spirit of joy, you can't give up on your children. You can't give up on what's going on. You got to say, what do I need to do to make it better? I want to leave the world with you. We are in the midst of racism, white supremacy. It's real. Dr. Martin Luther King talked about it. He talked about that we will destroy ourselves with these guns that they putting out until we sit down and analyze what's going on, how we need to move to the next level, how we need to understand how to be a breakthrough. It's got to be an order of love, and it's got to be an order of peace with us. Where do we go from here? Where do we go? And you ask the question, what next? The next is the reality of us loving. And David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David was letting people know, I have trusted in God, and God going to see me through this. And I want to tell you this evening, in the spirit of love, God going to carry you to the next level. And God will open up a door for you, and that door that God will deliver you to the next level. Now you said, Bishop, what you talking about? Don't give up on your healing. I'm praying for cataracts, tumors, high blood, low blood sugar. God is a healer. Somebody tonight then said, well, I'm giving up. Don't give up. Every demonic spirit, I curse it and move it out in the name of the Almighty God. Bishop Mason said, you got to pray and don't stop. Richard Allen said, you got to stay consistent. These old prophets of God, Abraham, Isaac, these old prophets of God, they didn't stop. They kept praying. Now, I told a story about what happened to Enoch. And one lady called me and said, what God took Enoch up, and Enoch didn't taste death. And when Enoch went up, God showed him the wonders of the world and wanted him to come back to tell me and you. And when he got back and told Noah, things got to be destroyed. The whole earth got to be destroyed by water. It has been a cesspool. We're living in a cesspool of racism, a cesspool of hate, and a cesspool of ignorance, and have no knowledge of God. Well, I can get by. You can get by today, but tomorrow is going to catch up with you. And what I'm saying to you, God will open that door for you. And as God opens that door for you, he's going to move you to a level of understanding. Ezekiel was in the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel was a prophet, well read, God said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, Lord, I know it. We're in the valley of hate, jealousy, sister against sister, brother against brother, son against daddy, daddy against son. So this is some of the stuff that's happening, that's going on now. And it's going on to the point where you done got cold. The spirit of Abaddon, and Abaddon is the death angel, and Lucifer, Revelation 12 and 7, Michael and his angel kicked him out of heaven and put him in the earth realm. And he's been in the earth realm destroying people that not have a walk with God. I'm telling you tonight, you need to have a walk with God. Glory, hallelujah. Some of you can't make it because you ain't made up your mind that you're going to give it up and turn it loose. What I'm talking about, you're going to give up your pain for love. You're going to claim, not what the doctor said, you're going to claim your healing. And the healing you're going to claim, God going to give you the breakthrough. As I stand tonight, I'm standing to say all is well today. And as I give you the word, you are a soldier in the army of God. He made you a soldier. It's nobody got the color you got. Nobody got the melanin that you got. So automatically, they're going to talk about you. Automatically, they're going to keep you all crossed up and messed up. So I want to tell you this evening, you got to say, what must I do? You need to know that God will direct you and guide you to the next level of healing and deliverance. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. You saying, Bishop, why this happening? It's all a training, God getting you ready. You got to stand tall. You know, I was seeing some people, they were down by the water, and people getting along real good. I looked, I said, now how come we can't get along the way? We come out of racism, white supremacy, we come out of hate, we come out of all that, but we still made it, okay? And what I want to tell you, when we made it, God kept us in the land of the living. So whatever you're going through tonight, go through it, you're going to be all right. See, Micah have already fought the devil and kicked him out of the earth realm. He kicked out the heaven realm into the earth realm. 200 fell. I know you ain't seen that. In the book of Enoch, it talks about it. I don't know why they didn't put it in the Bible. King James didn't put it in there. I guess he didn't want you to know that God had took Enoch up without death. He didn't taste death. And he come back to tell them what happened. Tonight, in the spirit of all our ancestors, those, you know, when you look at this holiday that they made, they gave us the holiday, but they didn't give us reparations. They gave us Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, but they didn't give us reparations. Where is the money go with the holiday? Our ancestor worked from sun up to sundown. And we do what's owed to us. Yes. Hitler killed 6 million Jews. Not in America, in Germany. And America gave each Jew $1 million. Check the record. set them up. Now, everybody done got some money but the black man. We was him before the Jews. We was him before the Europeans. We were already him. What they did, come in, gave them land, gave them property, and gave them schooling and money. We still paying to go to college. 95% of blacks in jail are political prisoners. And it seemed like it's all right. But you got to understand, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. God gonna step in and turn all this stuff around. That's what's gonna happen. And I want to tell you tonight, when God do it, it's gonna be all right. I'm gonna pray since I'm out around the water, outside in the elements, and I will walk up in St. Paul, Minnesota. I will walk into Hudson, Wisconsin, as we move around. God gives knowledge. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, most holy, divine God of the universe. Somebody in need of a financial blessing tonight. Somebody need a healing tonight. Oh, glory. Somebody needs to know all is well. I want to put it in your spirit. All is well. I want to put it in your spirit. God is about to bless you. God is about to open up a door for you. And I want you to get ready to claim your healing. I say our ancestors coming. Our ancestors blessing. What all happening, God is in divine order. See, you got to understand where you at. You say, well, Bishop, I did this. All you got is the Lord, forgive me. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit shine on me. Ezekiel said, Lord, that knows I can't do nothing. Ezekiel, speak to the wind and the water. Speak to the element, they obey. I want to tell you tonight, those that lost loved ones, that no sorrow left, that ever cannot heal, get ready to claim your healing. Get ready to claim your deliverance. Get ready to claim your blessing. Get ready to claim God got what you need, that new car, that new home, debt-free home. The money, you don't know where it's coming. You don't supposed to know God. It's a word I want to use tonight. No tall. See, when God told Peter and him, said, move your net over here. They could have said, with Jesus, we've been fishing all night. We ain't caught nothing. But they obeyed. And when you got a need, you plant a seed and you obey. Some of you won't obey. You hold your hand so tight, can't nothing get in, can't nothing get out. You have to release your seed for the harvest to come. Glory, hallelujah. And I want to say to you, it's harvest time all over the world. It's justice and equality all over the world. So God is getting ready to tell you to know that I was a little late starting because I was ministering to some European people. And I was telling them what God had told me to give them. I gave them a word of knowledge. And I want you tonight to receive the word of knowledge. And I want you to receive the word that God got for you tonight. All is well. Every breakthrough, God gonna do it. Well, somebody said it's too cold. Somebody said it's too hot. God is in control. He's too big. You can't put him in the church. He's strong, floods, tornado heat, you're going to see about sidewalk buckling get so hot. So stay with God. Father God, touch you and deliver. Bless every letter, every telephone call, every person calling in. Mary Hawkins, I'm praying for you. Terrell, I'm praying for you. Bright Star for you. Lisa and Joe, I'm praying for you. All them that I didn't call, I'm praying for you, Kit. I'm praying for all of you. God is able to move quick, fast. Somebody say in a hurry. Brother Calvin over in Jamaica, I'm praying for you. Brother Calvin, I know you was in Jamaica till you called me. All is well. And I want to tell you, something finna work. Something God finna turn some things around. All them that lost loved ones, there's no side on earth that heaven cannot heal. So I'm praying for your healing. I'm praying for your deliverance. I'm praying for your breakthrough tonight. So all is well. So you receive it, accept it, God will do the rest.